possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, what do we want to do here?
Well, it's up to you.
Talk about some home runs, and then we'll get out of it.
Oh, okay. So we're brought to you by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, that's a leader right there.
And we're brought to you by Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Yeah, the Yankees hit 9 of them, including 3 in the first inning to kick things off. Judge Bellinger and Stanton. Stanton and Bellinger hit 2 each. They had that.
Do you have Sims' call on these?
Yeah, I can give you one. I'll give you the Stanton one, which was the belly
the
to belly to belly.
One,
yeah,
okay.
The third one.
Pitch from Boz. Swing on hit to the gap in right center field. That ball's a laser shot as well. Giddy up. God, a home run by Big G. Giancarlo Stanton and the Yankees. They're making noise here in Tampa. Back-to-back-to-back home runs. 3-0, New York.
Yeah.
You can sit on my face.
Do whatever you got to do. So this game didn't start till 9:30 because of weather, and it didn't end until after midnight. The Yankees do wind up winning 13-3 at Steinbrenner Field as they just put on a power display.
They did it for George.
They did. Yeah, sure. Judge's home run was his 40th, and then you had Jose Caballero hit 2 against his old team. So all was good. Carlos Rodon, 6 innings. He's 13-7, 3.24 ERA. And good news for the Yankees. They now move ahead of Boston and Seattle for the top wild card spot as those two teams did lose last night. You've got Cam Schlittler against Drew Rasmussen coming up later tonight. I'll give you one just because you talked about it in the open, the whole Aaron Boone, Aaron Judge thing. This is why I'm confused, because while I'll play the other clip you guys referenced, Boone also told BT and Sal this when asked specifically, when could we see Judge back in the field?
Kind of what I've said is I'm waiting on the trainers to kind of say, yeah, thumbs up. I know he's expected a long toss again today, so I don't expect it here in Tampa, but could it be Boston? Maybe. I just don't know yet. That's all. I'm telling you what I know.
Seems pretty
innocuous.
Yeah. I know the other one. He sounded more like who knows, and that became a big story. And then Judge,
because they ran to Judge and said, "Did you hear what your manager said?"
Right, but did they hear that one? So I thought that was kind of odd. As for the Mets, they were also hitting home runs, but along the way, Jeff McNeil had a hell of a night as they beat the Nationals.
Next pitch swung on and laced down the right field line. It is a fair ball, and it's rolling to the corner. Soto scores. Nimmo's on his heels. McNeil cruises into second base with a two-run, two-out double, and the Mets have thrown up a 3 spot against James Jake Irvin in the third inning. It is 3-0 Mets.
And then you had the Mark Vientos home run, Brett Beatty homered, Juan Soto homered. They went 8-1. That was Pat McCarthy, Mets Odyssey Radio. So McNeil not only had the single, the double, the home run, you would say a triple short of the cycle, he also walked, which made me think, how many guys in their cycles have walked single, double, triple, and home run?
Huh.
Did you find that on Grok? No, I'm asking you guys.
Oh, okay. No, I don't care. I don't.
Just wondering if that's
a category in my head.
Just Google it.
I could, and I will for next hour.
Yeah. Mickey Morandini did it, I think, back in 1992.
You could be right.
Yeah.
I do not know. So they win, but you also had the Reds win, so they remain a game ahead of them for that third wild card spot in the National League.
Jerry, you're a baseball guy. I have a good question for you.
Okay.
Well, the Yankees and or the Mets have more wins than they had last year.
The Mets are, wait, what?
The Mets had 89 wins
right now.
They had 89 wins last year.
22 out of, they better.
The Yankees had 94 wins.
And they have 60, what do they have, 68 wins right now? I'm going to say Yankees yes, Mets no.
I agree with you. Oh, and just simply, well, I mean, every now and again, we agree.
Yes.
But I think it's a lot has to do with scheduling and who they're playing and that kind of thing.
Real quick, Malik Nabers, Andrew Thomas back to practice for the Giants. That's good news. Daniel Jones, the starter in Indianapolis, and Shane Steichen says all season, not just for week one. And we'll have some Jerry Jones sound throughout the course of the morning, too.
Chris in Brooklyn, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, Boomer, Geo, Jerry, good morning, fellas. How you doing today?
What's up? Doing great, Chris. So great. Hey, what's happening?
You know, Jim Carl Samson on base is important and everything, but how'd we do with the mixed doubles last night, Booms?
Yeah, how'd we do, Jerry? You're the update guy.
Right, but you just said, give me some home runs and we'll get hell out of here. So otherwise I would have given you that. I will tell you, Ignacio Buse and Lucas Neumeier. No, that's not the wrong thing.
Damn.
So just two lawyers. No. Here we go. The team of Jack Draper and Jessica Pegula beat Mira Andreeva and Daniil Medvedev.
Oh, here you go, Booms.
Okay. Wow, they played twice yesterday. Because then they beat Emma Raducana and Carlos Alcaraz.
Oh, yeah, wow. Ooh,
and by the way, these scores are 4-1, 4-1, not 6-1, 6-1.
Yeah, so I guess they played what four. This is, and by the way, I believe the tickets were free for this. And so tennis fans were able to go see some of the greatest players in the world play in a mixed doubles event today and yesterday and today, and is $1 million purse.
Where's my guy, Rublev?
Rublev.
They lost. Andre Rublev and Carolina Mukova lost to Andrea Vasasasori and Sarah Arani.
Vasasasori?
Yes. So there you go. There's your mixed doubles update.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Good boy, Jerry. And there you go, Chris.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.